You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. We are back with the man from Tubby Hook Tavern, Danny Butler. And as a little bonus, we know, Danny, that you love playing Immaculate Grid baseball.
I do.
So what do you say we play a game of Immaculate Grid right here, right now?
Let's go for it. Why not?
All right. So for those of you who have not played Immaculate Grid before, it is a grid of 9 spots, right? 9 innings, 9 spots. You have 3 going across the top, 3 going across the bottom, and you have to match the particular categories with a player. The rarer, the better. So how about we start, if we're all loaded up? We all loaded up, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. How about we start upper left-hand corner, White Sox, Padres. Who is a player for the White Sox and the Padres?
One guy comes right to mind, but he won't be that rare. He'll probably be a high percentage. So I'm trying to – should I just throw him out there or are you
– Yeah, throw it out there. See what happens.
Jake Peavy popped right into my head.
Oh.
Jake Peavy survey says – boom, 14% Jake Peavy.
That's not as bad as I thought. Okay.
That's pretty solid. Yeah. That's pretty solid. All right. So let's go down. Let's work down. Padres, Astros. Who was a Padre and an Astro?
Carl Everett?
Mm. Was Carl Everett a Padre and an Astro?
He was an Astro.
He was definitely an Astro. Let's see how we did here. No, Carl Everett, not a Padre.
Wait, every other team with the Padres.
That was one team that wasn't there.
Surprisingly, Carl Everett did not make his way over there. Yeah, Mr. Personality. Let's see, maybe we can find another guy or we can pass. What do you think, Danny? You got one?
A couple guys popped into my head. I remember a big trade. It might have been the most players in history with the Padres Astros. I want to say like early to mid 90s, it was like 12 players involved. And so we'll go, because he went on to play with the Mets too. And I think he lived in the boathouse out on the Hudson River. We'll go Derek Bell.
Ooh, Derek Bell. Let's see how we go. Derek Bell, 2%.
So let's go. I think, boom. I think him and Steve Finley were the focal points of that deal, but Derek Bell would definitely be a rarer guy.
Ooh, 2 for 2. Coming in hot, Danny. Here we go. We'll keep working our way down. So Padres, Pirates. Padres, Pirates.
Jeez.
Padres and Pirates.
I think I got a guy because the Yankees got him. I think we got him from Pittsburgh and then traded him to San Diego. And I think he went on to play for the Mets too. Does that ring a bell for anybody? Anybody know what I'm thinking?
Was he a first baseman?
Mostly an outfield. He might have moved to first base later in his career. So, I mean, solid player. Might have made an all-star team with the Pirates, maybe.
Oh, well. He would have been the one guy on the Pirates.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. If he was going to make the all-star team, it'd be with the Pirates as the lone representative. You give up?
Yeah.
Hit me.
The X-Man, Xavier Nady.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Boom, 2%.
Yeah, I'm almost positive the Yankees traded him, got him from the Pirates, and then we traded him to the Padres.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the right way it went, because he ended up going from the Mets to the Pirates. Yeah,
right.
In the Roberto Hernandez trade. I remember that, because of the infamous Duaner Sanchez car accident.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So 6 degrees of separation there.
Well, that's right. I always... the way my mind works, I always try to go through the Yankees or the Mets, just see if anything pops in there. That's why when they have the Yankees on this, it's just not fair. I can get like 0.004% on guys.
Oh, totally. Like, yeah. I think yesterday's I did in like a minute and a half. Yeah. But it's very easy when you put in like, you know, like connected teams. All right, middle row time. Cardinals and White Sox.
Lance Lynn.
Yeah, like that's the one that comes to mind. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can we do rarer? Can we do rarer, gentlemen? AJ Pierzynski, did he play for the Cardinals?
I think he did for at least a year. I think so.
AJ Pierzynski, Long Island's own. Boom, 10%. Nice.
Nice job there. Nice job.
AJ, we love you. We love to punch AJ. Love AJ. All right, we have four guests left, guys.
Him and Michael, talk about fights from, you know, in baseball recently. Him and Michael Barrett had a good one that time.
That was a good scrap.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good scrap. And, you know, like, he didn't go down like Tim Anderson did. Like,
no,
AJ's
didn't.
Got a jaw on him.
Yep.
Astros, Cardinals. Daryl Kyle.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Darryl definitely.
The late, great Daryl Kyle. If I could spell Daryl.
Yeah, right. I don't remember. He spelled it kind of weird, I think.
We'll just spell Kyle, right? I think K-I-L-E, right?
No.
What was K-Y? The Y?
I think it was K-Y-L-E.
Backwards K if you got a guy looking. Yeah, little fun.
He did spell it weird.
He spelled it weird.
Yeah. That's, I mean, he's not coming up. Is it here we go. D-A-R-R-Y-L. Like Daryl Strawberry. Okay, so that's not too weird. But 5%. Nice.
That's a goal.
Yeah. All right. We have three guesses left, guys. So here we go. On to Pirates Cardinals.
Pirates Cardinals. Oh, I got a guy because I was watching the MLB documentary about those Whitey Herzog Cardinals teams. Andy Van Slyke.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Because he was playing center when Sid Bream scored, and he told Barry Bonds to move in, and Bonds gave him the finger.
Nice.
Mr. Personality, Mr. Congeniality. Well done, Barry. Andy Van Slyke, 18%.
Oh, man, that's more than I thought, huh?
Yeah, that's surprising. That one's a surpriser. All right, so we have two guesses left. We have three spots. 20-win seasons as pitchers. White Sox, Astros, or Pirates. We got to pick two of them.
Pirates, the guys, I'm almost Pirates. Positive.
I'm not going to get a Pirate.
He's from New York. He went to LaSalle High School. The Candyman, John Candelaria. I'm almost positive he won 20.
Really?
Good teams in the 70s. I'm almost positive.
For the Pirates?
Yeah, he came up with the Pirates, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
18%. Get nailed it.
Oh, man, that's a high percentage too, man. There's too many wackos out there like
wow.
that.
Wow. Wow.
Now... Astros
should be easy, right? I would assume.
You got Ryan, you have Clemens, you have Verlander, you have so many choices.
I was gonna go with Verlander. That's what I was gonna say, but
yeah, I mean I don't know. I was thinking Roy Oswalt, but I don't know if he ever won 20.
Oswalt's a good choice. Mike Hampton.
Yeah, Mike definitely won 20. Wow, they had a lot of 28 rooms.
Yeah, so what do we think?
There's a lot of different ways you can go here.
Yeah.
The
other way we can go is Chicago White Sox. Like famous White Chicago Sox, White Sox with 20 game winners.
I think Astros are easier though.
Right? I'm pretty sure the Astros have more choice. I'm pretty sure I got a guy for the White Sox though, because the Yankees got him. He's in jail now. He's because I was reading about it a couple months ago. He got arrested. He's like a drug trafficker now. Esteban Loaiza had one real big year, right? Then he went.
El Duque didn't El Duque also have one?
I don't know if El Duque he pitched him. I don't know if he won 20 though.
Esteban Loaiza, I forgot about him.
Because then the Yankees got him later in his career, and he was awful. But he made some good connections, I think. in the Heights or wherever he was.
Oh my God. Well, apparently he wasn't dabbling in the performance enhancing substances that were going through the Yankees dugout.
Just the good old recreational stuff.
Oh man, that's definitely going to boost our. Let's see, Loiza. Survey says. Correct. Rarity score of 179, gentlemen.
That's pretty good. I'll take
that. That's pretty good. Esteban Loiza, 10%. 10%.
Which one did we not get?
We skipped the Astros 20 game winner because we ran out of options.
I got you.
So let's see here. Justin Verlander. Yeah.
Yeah,
like that would that would have been it. Oh, another a good one that we missed out on for Astros Padres. Ken Caminiti.
Yeah, Caminiti came to my mind too, but I figured I just remember that trade. I figured it'd be more obscure.
Yeah, Caminiti was the highest rated at 35%. So
another guy died in the South Bronx from a drug overdose. So we got drugs in the Bronx all over this one.
It all comes around.
That's
all
the next full grid. Circle.
It's like, yeah, oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, where did this guy die? Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh brother, like that was fantastic. We should do this again sometime.
I like that.
Yeah, and they do basketball, they do football, they do hockey as well. So
I could probably do football. Basketball might be
tough. Yeah, I've done the football a couple times. I've been okay at it. Not, you know, the key to that one is backup quarterbacks. Guys that played for like, you know, a guy like Steve Zberg or was on or Jeff George, guys that were on 10 different teams, you know.
So do you
Josh
only
Johnson.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you only usually do baseball or do you move it over to football?
I usually try the football and I'll look at the basketball, the hockey. Unless the Rangers are involved, I mean, I'm not getting immaculate.
The hockey one was insane. It was the Atlanta Thrashers version of the Winnipeg Jets and the Calgary Flames. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a hockey fan, but I can't do that.
Yeah, like I tend to use the old, like whenever I see the Washington Nationals, I always have better luck with the Expos than I do with the Nationals. You know?
Yeah. No, that's true, but. I don't know. Like these things are so much fun. I'm so glad that they came out with this because it gives, you know, nerds like us an opportunity to really 100%. Show off.
Yeah, and you know, all those people, all the smart people playing Wordle, you know, screw you. We got stuff now.
That's right. Smart. This is our Wordle.
Screw you and your words. We don't need words.
We don't need words. We got names. And we'll do this again next time, brother. Thank you so much, and we'll be hearing from you again soon.
Thank you so much, guys. It was fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word. Spread it wide.